lasted this long in a paper house. Kicking when I hit the ground. Oh, how do I get past the better part? I'm still hung up on cobwebs saying I can't go.
Friends, hello, hello. Hello, friends. Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, and we just heard from a trifecta of Canadian artists. The last one, a bit more complicated, I guess. Let it go in the background. Canadian, but has lived in the UK and Japan. Complex personality, perhaps. Yes, Saya Gray, with her album Saya, S-A-Y-A, and that's Gray with an A also. So we heard Shell of a Man right there, which is described as a folk album, but it's way too experimental to simply be a folk album. But in any case, yes, it is a nice piece of music that we just heard. And before that, we heard the legend of Montreal, of Afro-Canadian rhythms, José Louis Modabi, better known as Pierre Quenders, born in the great city of Kinshasa in the DRC. And yes, we heard from his brand new record called Tears on the Dance Floor. We heard Claire de Lune with another Pierre also on the track. That was Pierre Lapointe's vocals. Yeah. And we started off the set with a hard rockin' band in the same universe as the King Gizzards, Never Plenty, out of Vancouver here, from their debut self-titled album. We heard White Owl. Yes, East Van Fuzz Rock is alive and very well. So now we're going far, far away to a city called Göteborg in Sweden. We're going to hear from an avant-garde Swedish neoclassical orchestra. And on this album of theirs called simply Sound de Göteborg, the Göteborg Alternativa Orchestra mixes a bit of flamenco, a little bit of Portuguese flavor with their music. So this song you'll hear, though, is from a Czech flautist, one of the composers in the band, Sophie Kasparova. The track, which I should probably translate, Svetla a Tramvaje, subtitled Lucen Ok Sparvagnar. Apologies to all the sweet Swedes out there for destroying that title. But yes, we'll look into what that means shortly. Here is the GAO Göteborg Alternativa Orchestra on Wandering Rhythms Radio. Thank you.
twacheza ngoma za Kiafrika, ngoma za kitamaduni. Twacheza ngoma za kiasili,
ngoma za kitamaduni,
manake zina maana.
Yes, friends, we are traveling and exploring some funky, very niche sounds, and that was some throwback 1980s Japanese dub reggae, and the band So-Do. I imagine you just say So-Do. But yes, this is a reissue of their music from 1983 to 85, simply called Studio Works 83 to 85, conveniently. And so, yes, a compilation. And the song we heard was Hashiru. So fun, kind of clashy. More like The Clash than, like, Jamaican reggae, I would say. But, yeah, fun. Fun, jagged, and dubby. And before that, well, we heard a piece of music from Kenya. Beautiful, beautiful music in the Swahili language. We heard the band Abakisimba and the song Mizizi Dodo. So that's known, a band known as an ensemble of percussionists, poets, musicians, and dancers from different ethnic backgrounds in Kenya. And yeah, the drum, hand percussion at the heart of that music. And yeah, very cool. That album, the self-titled album, by the way, of Abakisimba, one word, Abakisimba, came out last December. Right on. And before that, we heard from a avant-garde ensemble out of Gothenburg, Sweden, known simply as Gothenburg's Alternativa Orchestra. Yes, we heard a song. I was confused about trying to translate it, and I discovered that the title means Lights and Trams. Svetla a tramvaye, that's in Czech. And then it's subtitled with the same title in Swedish, just to throw us off the scent. So, Lusin och Sparvagnar. Lights and Trams. And that was a piece composed by Sophie Kasparova of Czechia, or Czech Republic. And yes, on the flute as well. So yeah, beautiful ensemble. And the album, simply Sound de Gothenburg. Okay, we have time for one last piece of music before we travel to West Bengal, India. And this is a good one. You're going to like this, I think. I think you will. So, there's a fella here. His name is Howie Lee. He's based in Beijing. And he is an electronic musician who does footwork bass futurism music. Fun stuff, right? Really, really frenetic electronic dance music. And he has gone to a Buddhist monastery in northeastern Tibet called the Drolma Wesel Ling Monastery, and he has taken Tibetan Vajrayana Buddhist mantras and, well, he's incorporated it into his wild electronic music. So definitely heavier on the electronic stuff. The voices are all mutated and transformed from what they were originally. But yeah, it's his journey, introduction into Buddhism, and kind of a mix of electronic, deep meditation, devotional chanting. 8 tracks here, reconstructed IDM warped Vajrayana mantras. So just too much fun to not listen to this, right? So, yeah, something I never thought I'd heard, Buddhist mantras and electronic music together, but why not? It's time. I think the world is ready. So we're going to hear Howie Lee's from the album At the Drolma Wesel Ling Monastery. We're going to hear a very, very famous mantra, Om Mani Padme Hum, in a way that the monks have never heard before. I don't know how they feel about it, but for now, we're just going to enjoy this. All right. Enjoy. Yes, Wandering Rhythms on CJSF. Hoo-yah. Oh, my God.